Today, Level Save fans, we have a special treat for you. This is your lead news editor, James Pope, and I sat down with the lead developer from Candyman Studios, Jacob Crane. Jacob and I discussed Edge of Space, what we can expect from the title, and we also sat down for a two-hour beta session, and I learned a lot more about what this title has to offer. Look out for our full preview coming soon on the site. For now, check out the interview. Welcome, Level Save fans. We're here with Jacob Crane from Edge of Space. We're going to sit down for a one-on-one play session. First, we thought we'd ask him a few questions about the game. So, Jacob, what was the inspiration on Edge of Space?
Well, Edge of Space was definitely inspired by Terraria, but also inspired by like Minecraft, and the story background was probably more inspired by like Farscape. So we really like, I would say Castlevania and Metroid also played heavy influences on the game. So, you know, we're in a darker sci-fi setting that doesn't take itself too seriously. And because, I mean, we do have radioactive rocket-powered cybernetic laser sharks.
Absolutely.
And from there, it's really a lot of reference from older sci-fi stuff in the early days of game sci-fi, the sci-fi tended to be, what's the best term, a little bit harder, a little bit softy than some sci-fi that you've seen. And like, what's funny is that there is lots of story of Edge of Space, but I'm not sure how much I'll actually eke out with this Edge of Space, because this one's a sandbox game. So sandbox games, I feel that it's more about you as the player. So like in the teaser trailer, when that gets into its full trailer, that will actually be telling the story of how you got to where you are now. But see, that's the only thing that's relevant, is how you got there and what you need to do. But from there, I don't think in sandbox games that I should be telling you what you should be doing and what the story is. It should be the story about the player. But that is another way that we're trying to distinguish ourselves, set from other games in our genre, is that we want to have that setting.
That's awesome.
Sorry, that was a mouthful.
No, that's exactly what I was looking for. I mean, you mentioned the art style, and it's something that I've gotten a glimpse of, and it's different than anything I've really seen before. How did you guys come up with that? What was the inspiration behind that?
Well, again, if you look at like Metal Slug and Castlevania and Metroid, it's really more geared in the direction of that. Actually, what happened was one of our original artists who had to go back to school, he came in and he was really kind of like set the standard for the art. And we, you know, we were just conveying what we wanted, you know, that we were looking for. We had some like test sprites and stuff that we had been using. But, you know, we were like, you know, we really like kind of this darker, kind of more Castlevania, but more pixels, you know, like that PS1, but with more memory to be
do
able
everything
to take
you
more
want.
Pixels. Memory. Yeah. And so then he made actually the first re-rendition of the laser shark. And then from there, that kind of like set the tone for everything else.
So you mentioned Terraria, which is a game I've recently been playing. And one of the reasons that I'm so excited to get into Edge of Space. Following in that trend, would you see yourself looking for a console release in the future?
I do not know. Right now, and to be quite honest, I'm only focused on trying to make sure I have a PC and a Mac available version.
That's fair. And then I would imagine we'll be seeing a full wiki at some point, because you have a sandbox title with so much content.
Yes, definitely. We actually tagged up with Curse, you know, and so they have a wiki that we're working with them
awesome,
on.
Awesome. You know, if anyone who hasn't heard or seen of Edge of Space, what would be the one thing that you would try to tell them, or a couple things to really get them, you know, juiced about playing your game?
Well, Edge of Space has more of an emphasis on world events and random events occurring all over the world. So the separation between the two is one where it could be an entire an event or something that will affect the world in a meaningful way, while another one could be something like a solar storm or just roams or a roaming boss, different things like that.
Thank you. I just wanted to kind of clarify that for even just myself. So it's not, you're not going to find yourself in a situation where you reach a certain point in the level or in the map, and then that spawns the boss. A boss could come out of anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. Sorry, taco.
Hey, tacos are well welcomed on these interviews.
Yes. Yes, there are boss mobs that will be able to wander upon.
Very cool.
Or you could jump to another location and not anticipate there being a boss waiting for you on the other side of what you just jumped
through. So it's possible, since there is that online multiplayer element, that I could be coming from my world into someone else's world and be seeing a completely different segment because of a world event. Is that possible?
You could be seeing different terrain manipulation, yes. And every world is completely randomly generated, so, you know, it's going to look different no matter
what. That's awesome.
And while you're on that point, there will be a couple of different configurations for servers that players will be able to do. There's open server, which allows a character to go to any world, allows characters to go between those worlds no problem. And then there is closed servers, and closed servers are characters that are saved server side. And so that's so like people who want to play legit, or people who want to have a server where the characters are saved server side, so they can jump on from another location, right, and then be able to access their same characters no matter where they are, or if they jumped onto a different computer or something. That's what closed server offers.
Very nice. Very nice. So is this, you mentioned this Edge of Space being a sandbox. Is this your baby, your dream child that you're wanting to work on going even into the future? I know that you guys are still focused on this one, but would that be your hope and your dream that it catches on to the point where people want to see more?
Well, I mean, I'm weird. I want to make lots of different kinds of games. So, like, sandbox games are definitely a dream, and I have a very hardcore passion about them. And, of course, I've worked in MMOs for, you know, almost 4 years. So, I think Edge of Space definitely represents one of my babies, and one of the, like, it's a testbed for a lot of stuff. Like, every game that you do, I think that you should, like, try to experiment in different ways so that you can think about what you might do in that next game. So, it, you know, see what works, what doesn't work, type situation. So when I say that for this Edge of Space, we do have an idea about some things that we want to do where we want to take the same IP, take the Edge of Space IP that we're building, and make different games of different genre that talk about different parts of the Edge of Space world. Because this particular, in this setting of Edge of Space, it revolves around the ArtCo flagship. But there's a whole other realm of things that happened, which I can't go all the way into it. More of that will be clearer once the full trailer is released. But there are options and stuff that we've built out in the setting as such where we could expand and do it with different genres.
Very cool. So I think that as far as questions that I have prior to the gameplay session, that would conclude them. I just want to thank you for taking this time and answering a few of these questions for our readers and for our listeners.
All right, cool stuff.
That was Jacob Crane, the lead developer from Edge of Space, game currently being developed by Handyman Studios. It was a great opportunity to sit down, speak with Jacob, and also get a chance to play the game for a couple hours with him. I learned a lot about the crafting, a lot about the systems themselves, and a lot of what we can expect from the game. For more details on that and more, look for our full preview when it releases on levelsave.com.